أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين سورة 86 سورة الطارق verse number 8 onwards I recite from a couple of verses before that فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّ خُلِقَ خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ So let man consider from what he was created. He was created from an effusing fluid which issues from between the loins and the breastbones. Indeed, he is able to bring him back on the day when the secrets are examined, and he shall have neither power nor help. The verses started with some swells, وَالسَّمَاءَ وَالطَّارِقَ, and then appropriately wrote an example of creation of human being, and then what is the purpose of the surah is to mention that the man who is created in this way with this complication and from that fluid, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring him back. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ He is able to bring him back. This ruju, we talked about this in our last session a little bit, and we said that it needs some more explanation. Now, raja or ruju is returning from a state to a state which was, of course, there before, because there is no return unless you have left a place and then you go back to that place. You have left a position and then you go back to that position. There are several verses in the Quran which says you return to God. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُونَ All of you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a set of verses which says the procession is towards Allah. You are in a sort of travel now and you are proceeding towards Allah. This is one set of sessions. There's another set, one set of verses. There's another set of verses which says not only you are proceeding to Him, but also you are returning to Him. This implies more than proceeding towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It implies that you already were there and now you are returning to Him. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and we are going to return to Him. The idea of return is somehow complicated to explain, to understand, and then to explain. Here, of course, the return is easy to explain because this is a return from death to life. When I say easy, comparatively easier. Return from death to life, because we die and then we go back to life again. And this is what the verses want to say. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ This human being who is created out of fusing fluid now is dead and Allah is able to bring him back to life. This is what the verse wants to imply. Of course you might say, what's the meaning of death? We are in constant, continuous travel all the time. There's no death. If we think about it in the reality of the fact of what is happening, that it's a continuous travel. We move from this world to the world of Barzakh. We die, of course, from this world, but our souls continue existing and traveling. And then when the Day of Judgment comes, we go to a new phase. So this return is somehow difficult to explain. However, we can allude to the fact that after we leave our bodies to the world of Barzakh, and after the trumpet is blown and all souls go unconscious, in reality we are returned to life, because when the trumpets are blown, the whole souls, the complete entirety of the world of souls, whether angels or human beings or whatever, they become unconscious, and then they are returned back to consciousness, they are returned back to life, human beings in their new bodies. So this is a return. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. He is able to bring him back to bodies made of matter, which we live in this world and we live in the world of Akhirah. Of course, there is an intervening period here, that's the world of Barzakh and the world of unconsciousness, which is between the two glowings. This is, as I said, somehow easy to explain. However, what's the meaning of return to God? Have we been there before? Have we been with God before? So that we are coming from Him and we are returning to Him. As I said, proceeding towards God is understanding. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. The procession is towards God. That's true. However, the return is another notion. Some people say that, yes, we lived before in a world which was a world before this world of the earth in which we are living at the moment, and that was Alam Uzzar. And we are returning. But no one said that we would ever return to Alam Uzzar again. Whatever the meaning of Alam Uzzar would be, the world of small particles, as the story goes, I think we have talked about this in detail before. As the story goes, human beings were taken out of the loins of Adam alayhi salam as small particles, and then they had to witness whether Allah is their Lord or not, and then they were put back and the natural process of life started and we came to this world. Even if we say such world existed, Alam Uzzar, even if we say it existed, the return is not to be to Alam Uzzar anymore. Nowhere in the Quran is it said that you return to that world again. So what's the meaning of return to Allah? Where were we before? To be able to say, for God, to say that you are going to return to Him. Now, if you look at the verses of the Quran, some of them explain for us what it means. It doesn't mean that we existed as human beings, as these personalities that we have now, because our personalities have developed in the course of our life in this world. There is no personality for human being before this world. Allah, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah created you, Allah brought you out of the wombs of your mothers while you knew nothing, absolutely nothing you knew, and He put for you eyes and ears and hearts, which work as the center of judgment, so that you give thanks and so that you know things. It's only through our eyes and ears and that center of judgment that we have come to know things about this world, about ourselves, about God. So we didn't have any personality before this. There is no personality there to go back to. Where is that world which God is talking about that we are going to Him? Now, in Surah Hijr, there's a verse that you read tafsir of Allama Tabatabari Al-Mizan, you see he refers to this verse very much, because this verse is a key to many secrets which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in Surah Hijr. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إلا بقدر معلوم. Now the verse number in Surah Hijr. Verse number 21. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. There is not a thing. Now, thing here denotes to whatever we can perceive in creation. The angels, human beings, animals, whatever exists in this world, plants, other objects, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ, there is not a thing but that its sources are with us. إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. We do not send it down except in a known measure. Now, Allah uses this verse very much, as I said, to somehow explain many complicated issues with regards to creation. What does this mean? Now, in the Quran, for example, we read things which sometimes don't make sense for us. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ فِيهَ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ. We have sent down iron in which there is violence. وَمَنَافُعُ لِلنَّاسِ, and there are benefits for human beings. What does it mean? أَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ. We sent down the iron. Has it come down from the heavens, or it was created on this earth? It was made due to certain actions and reactions of different matters, and this whole iron was made. Now, in other places we are told, we sent down for you animals. Sent down for you animals from the heavens. Again, this is very strange. What does it mean? We send down for you clouds. This sending down, which exactly can bring the idea of going back. If he sends down, then it can go back to him. Yes, human beings are also sent down. But not sent down in the sense that they were created and living in some place and then they were sent down to this world and they go back to... No. It was in this treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which everything originated. The creation originated. And then different levels of creation were determined. And they came into being. Now, does that mean that we are going back to this treasury of Allah? Because here it says, أَمَّنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. There's nothing unless, not a thing but that its sources are with us. So are we going back to that treasury? Yes, we are actually going back to that treasury. But we are not going back to the same state as we were. Limitless, formless, undescribable. Something which had to be somehow defined and sent down to different levels of creation. World of angels, world of barzakh, world of this life that we have, coming down and then everything is going back. However, when we go back, that treasuries may have found a new sort of shape, a new form. And this is why the whole circle is created. Now, here, these treasuries, this is of course a bit complicated in the sense that Allama is using very, very specific words like indana, with us. And then he takes this with us, indana, and goes through all different verses of the Quran which talks about a world with God. Indahu. He said, okay, for example, in Surah Nahl we have مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ. Whatever is with you would perish. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْدْ. And whatever is with God would continue to exist. So that means that world, in that world there is no death. There is no end to that world. What is with God? What is with God is glorious. What is with God in that world is limitless, in the sense that you cannot put numbers on it. Now, we have heard things about paradise which do not make sense to us. I mean, you have as much as you can wish, as much as you can aspire. There is no limit, no number. You do this, for example, you do 2 rak'ahs of salat, Allah will give you 100,000s of palaces. What does it mean? What are we going to do with 100,000s of palaces? Well, because that world is not defined by numbers. Numbers have no meaning there. Of course, here the numbers make sense. How many animals, how many cattle Allah is going to create from the beginning of this creation to the end of it, it is quite determined. Allah knows how many. Well, we cannot imagine even how many. How many human beings Allah is going to create from the beginning of this world to the end? He has the number, of course. It is set, it's a set number with Him. However, when we go back to that world, numbers don't make sense. We don't know how. We don't know why. It's a different type of world. And we are going to return to that world. And this is the meaning of that you are from Allah and you are going to back to Him. What taqul? This is, many exegetes say that this is the last, the very last verse revealed to the Prophet, peace be on him, in Surah Baqarah. What taqul? Yawman turja'una fihi ila Allah. Beware of, be afraid of a day when you return, all of you, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Then every soul will be fully given back whatever they have done. And then, if we think about that world of fulfillment of everything, everything is fulfilled according to what is appropriate to that world, then all other verses make sense that ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will return to Allah and He will inform you what you have been doing. That means He fulfills what all your actions which find its final shape and form in that world. So this raja' or ruju', which is mentioned in this verse, which might have two meanings, ruju' from death to life, which is the common meaning of what we understand, and ruju', which are mentioned in other verses of the Quran, which is a ruju', a return from this world to where we have come from originally. That world which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ. Now, when you recite the Quran, whenever you come to this very term, end, with, beside, then ponder on it. It is a different world now. When we go to this world, which is end Allah, is a completely different world. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ. He is able to bring him back. Now, when he comes back, this man who started, who was germinated out of that very, very, that effusing fluid, which is regarded as worthless. This man, when he comes back to us, then there are things, it's a wonder world. Things happen which no one can ever imagine. One of them, يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ, the day when the secrets are examined. Tubla, from ibla, to examine. And of course, sara'ir is from sir, what is inside us, what is hidden inside our hearts. That means, on that day, it is not the apparent, the outside dimension of what you did, which is going to be counted and which is going to be taken for you as your achievement. It's not only the apparent things, it is the secrets of these things. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. What actually was achieved inside your heart through what you did. That is what that we will examine it. You will not be examined on the number. Again, the numbers here do not count very much. You are not going to be examined on the numbers of the rak'ahs that you have performed, or the numbers of the days that you have fasted, or the numbers of the pounds that you have given to charity. That is, of course, something which will be taken into account. However, what was inside your heart when you were doing it? What was achieved in your heart? That's very important. I mean, one person might pray two rak'ahs of salat, but that two rak'ahs might take him several steps forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one person might pray thousands of rak'ahs and he does not move at all. They do not move at all. They do not move forward, even one inch. Because it was something as a habit, as a practice, as something doing very clumsily. So it's not these numbers which are going to be counted. As-sara'ir. The Prophet was asked, Ya Rasulallah, what are these sara'ir which will be examined on that day? He said, your salat, your zakat, even your ablution, all these things have a sir inside you which are going to be examined. We have in one very famous hadith that Allah is not going to look at إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صَلَاتِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صَوْمِكُمْ. Allah is not going to look at how many days you fasted, how many rak'ahs, but He would وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He would look into your hearts. Now, it doesn't mean that salat and sawm are not important. It's the heart which is important. Of course, heart is important. But what materializes the heart? What by materialization, I mean that the heart, again, is a just whiteboard. What makes it to be an accomplished heart is what you write on it. So what you write on it, is your salat, is your zakat, is your charity, or are your evil doings, your licentiousness, and all these things, they are going to be written on your heart. And then Allah is going to examine the heart. The secrets of these things are going to be examined. What you achieve by them. If you look into the verse, this is a very interesting verse in Surah Al-Adiyat, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُؤْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسْتِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Do they not know a day when the graves are to be turned over, going to be turned over, the bodies will come out of it, and what is in the heart will be extracted. حُسْتِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is the achievements of the heart which is very important on that day, and that makes your personality, and this is what is going to be examined. When this is examined, it's just like a flood coming that you cannot do anything about, or like a disease which develops in your body, you cannot do anything about it. It's just you just watch what Allah does as a wonder in that world. Everything you have acquired, you have accomplished, you have performed in this world, and the effect of it has gone into your heart, is going to grow something that you cannot help it. It's an automatic process. You cannot stop it. And this is what it is said in the following verse. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصْرٍ. And then you shall have neither power nor helper. You have no power to stop this process of examination of the secrets. And no one to help you if this goes against you. Of course, for many people, it goes for them. But for many others, it goes against them. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتَ الرَّاجِعَ. Again, Allah swears. Here, of course, for a different thing. However, swearings which are very appropriate in this context if we think about the verses which went before it and the verses which is coming after it, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّاجِعَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الشَّادِعَةِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَاصِلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَاسِ. By the resurge in the sky. Now, raja'ah is, ذَاتِ الرَّاج means having something which returns frequently. And this, of course, have been interpreted in different ways. One is taking Raj as the meaning of rain, because it always recurs. Things it's actually a return of what was taken up from the earth, from the oceans, from the water. Clouds were created, and it returns back. The water which is taken from the oceans returns back on the earth again. So I swear by the sky, which has something which returns to you. This is one meaning of it. The other meaning is taking this Raat al-Raj as having the stars which appear and disappear every night. It is a recurring process. Every night you see the stars coming and going. And also there are stars which reappear to you after every while. Not every night, after every while you can see them. This is the meaning of something, the sky having something which returns frequently. So either the rain or the stars, it doesn't matter. What we understand from this is that Allah wants to tell us that there is a return. If you see the return all the time, the water which is taken from the earth come back to it, human being which has come from that source would go back to it. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّاجِعَةِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الشَّادِعَةِ. By the furrowed earth, or the earth which splits, which can be divided in its solid dust, and things can come out of it. ذَاتِ الشَّادِعَةِ. So if things can come out of earth, your bodies can come out of earth as well. So two very telling swearing here, saying that إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَاصِلٌ. Indeed, this is a serious word. It's a decisive word. Now, إِنَّهُ this may return to the to Qur'an, that this Qur'an is a serious word that Allah has with you, or what we said in this surah is a serious thing. But about the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Yawma Tubla Sarah, this is a serious issue. This is not just a joke that we are, وَمَا هُوَ بِالْحَاسِ. It's not a jest. It's not something that we have told to you to laugh at it. So, it's actually the qasam which is very important here. It draws our attention to recurring things in this world. Things taken from something, going back to it again. And also plants coming out of the earth, going back to it again, they wither and they go dry and they go back to the earth again. And then again they come as plants. This recurring return and return and return, which happens all the time, wants to draw our attention that there is a return for you as well. There will be a return for you one day. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْحَاسِ. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُونَ كَيْدًا وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا. Indeed, they are devising a stratagem, and I too am devising a plan. Now, stratagem, plan, deception, kaid, or makr, which are mentioned in different places of the Quran, have almost the same meaning. A device which is meant to deceive, which is meant to a plan which is not known for others and deceives them. This is Kaid and Mak. Of course, it's very clear they are devising a stratagem against this Quran. They want to evade what is told to them. They want to somehow find escape out of their responsibility towards that return. And I also devise a stratagem. I also devise a deceptive tool that they are deceived into it. فَمَحْلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْحِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. So, give respite the faithless, give them a gentle respite. Now, this idea of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala devising a deceptive plan is something that we have to look into a bit more elaborately, and then we have to go to other verses of the Quran to find out what's the meaning of this deception which Allah talks about, that He is devising a sort of deceptive plan. What's the meaning of it? We'll leave it inshallah for next week. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi
tahir.
Thank you,
Why do you force people to ask questions? Give us some respite at the verses.
We were discussing about the different layers of creation. At that time, I had thought that when Hazrat Adam and Eve were created, they were in the heavens. And some people interpret that the heaven is somewhere else. Another interpretation is that the heaven was on this earth, and then when they were given the lower status, so that is what it meant, from the higher status to the lower status, but on this same earth. Is that the correct interpretation?
Yeah, this dispute about where that Jannah or garden was would remain until the Day of Judgment, until you go and see, because there are two views among the exegetes. One say that was the paradise which we are going to go to it later on, and the other say no, it's impossible, because that paradise is achieved through our actions after we have gone through certain process in this world and in the world of Barzakh, then we can enter that paradise. And therefore the garden of Eden, so to speak, as they call it. Of course, Garden of Eden in the Quran means the paradise of the hereafter, Jannat Adnan. But that garden, which is sometimes called Garden of Eden, it was somewhere on this earth. And we have several traditions from our Ayyam alayhi salam that it was somewhere on this earth. It was not the paradise, which is the ultimate destination of human beings. And no matter whether we believe that, because there is again another dispute, whether the hell and paradise are already created or they are going to be created. This dispute is nothing to do with the other disputes, that where that garden was. There are several traditions saying that no, it was a garden on the earth. But it had the qualities which the Quran explained, that لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. You never go hungry here, you never go thirsty here, you don't need clothing here. This was the nature of that garden. Some people say that that garden was in the realm of Barzakh, which was another dimension of this earth, which to some extent it makes sense, but that's not where the return is going to be. The return is the world with God.
Thank you, any sisters? Okay. Hi, Gosha.
Aleikum.
Missed the first part this morning, but late. I'm trying to establish a connection between wherever in the Quran says Wama Adraka, and to my impression, it's something awesome that God is trying to tell us.
Yeah.
Now, on the face of it, Wama Adraka Man Tariq, it says, what will tell you what the morning star is? Underlying there, I sense, I don't know if I'm the only one, but like with the other Wama Adraka, I mean, God created the camel, for example. We can see that, and in itself, that's quite an amazing thing. To any human being, it would seem impossible to be created by anyone other than the Supreme. But what is the issue here? What is he trying to tell us? Because it's so recurrent, I thought there might be an underlying theme. Maybe this morning star affects people.
people's mentality about in some shape or form. Maybe it's to do with the lunar calendar, maybe it's to do with the pull of the stars on the gravity of the earth and the seas. Maybe it's more telling some, you know, some pattern of waves. Is that found in other places where it says Vama Adraka? Isn't there something recurrent that you might draw out?
Yeah, Ma Adraka means this is very awesome, which could not be explained. It is, as we discussed when we were discussing the verse, we also refer to another verse in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which says, فَلَا أُقْسَمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. If I want to swear by the positions of the stars, this is going to be very, very awesome swearing that I'm going to make. And what we understand from these stars is not just the outer, it's just the outer appearance of it. Even our the modern science cannot really get to the root of the creation of these stars. So this is something also. It's something that you really do not have knowledge about the very essence of it. It's just something that you see is appearing and disappearing, coming back, going out of your sight again. This is what you see. However, the reality, the root of this is so awesome that I cannot explain. This is what is understood.
Okay, sisters. I have a question, but I think it relates to the last part when we discussed the Quran again.
You mentioned
Sarair.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, it's the number that those is not important, right? In terms of Salah and song and other things that we do, the
essence of
the essence or the intention or the purity and that effect. So it's not how many time you spend, it's how but that's very hard to understand, because you know we spend time, we're supposed to pray five times and we're supposed to do so rituals, so how are we supposed to do that? Are we supposed to
If you don't do it, you will be punished.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I'm not
but if you do it without paying attention to it, you will not be rewarded. We have in many traditions that you will be rewarded for that part of your prayer which you have paid attention to. And we have other traditions that these nawafil are actually legislated to compensate for those parts of your prayers that which are lost. So, it's possible. Yeah, we do things which are lost, which has no effect on us. The Salat and Psalm and all these worship. Now, in the Quran it says, إِنَّ السَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. It has a real effect. It would forbid you. It will stop you from doing evil. Okay? Now, if someone prays and continues backbiting, lying, cheating people in their business, that means the salah doesn't have its effect, isn't it? It's not working. It's not working. And if it is not working in this world, it's not going to work in the next world. That's what I meant.
Thanks.
I hope it would compensate. I don't know.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? No?